Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Happy hump day. It is perfectly clear out the window right now. This is the first time in a few days. It just looks lovely. Makes for a boring sunrise, but I'll take it. No clouds. Apparently the next 2 days are going to be clear, and Friday will be clear in the morning. And
I bet they're wrong about Friday.
Well, what do you think is going to happen?
Well, it's the weather people.
You're saying
could
there
start
won't
raining
be...
early.
Oh.
No, I'm just saying.
You're hoping for no rain.
I'm going to say no rain Friday.
Mm. I'm going to.
Friday's looking pretty thick. It's got 100% prediction for rain on
100%
Friday.
100% Hooman. I'm going to have to wear a rain. I'm going
actually,
to see a Prince cover band on Friday.
Oh, what's it called?
I think it's called Purple Rain.
Uh-huh.
Nice. Rain all the way through in the next week,
well,
too.
That's, you know, great. Good. We need the rain. Cool. We need the rain. We need the sun. We do, Hooman, you know, as much as we possibly can. I just, you know, get all dressed up for a concert, and then you have to put your stupid
slicker
on over it.
Oh, it's outdoor?
No.
Where's this show at?
It's in Mill Valley, Sweetwater. Just a little show.
Fun.
Yeah, nice. It should be fun. Bunch of friends of mine are going, so I'm like, yeah, I'll go to that. Love Prince.
Just dance and hang.
Have some drinks.
All right.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
Unless it's raining.
Well, you'll be inside.
Yeah, but then you have to walk outside.
Whatever.
Being outside when it's raining. Come on, man. Gonna walk from dinner to over to the club and get all wet. You know, you could just get all dressed up. You look all nice, and then you gotta put like a thing on. I don't like it. Hey, everyone. It's Singles Appreciation Week on Alice. Right now, we'll take call number 9 at 800-400-3697. You can't wear your suede boots, you know?
Oh, this is logic. Turn it up.
What night is he playing?
Friday.
Is that a Friday?
Friday night.
If you're calling number 9 right now, 800-400-3697,
wait till he gets going here.
Oh,
listen to this. He's
going to
start joking.
I like that
so
I can
good.
Understand every single word he's saying.
Yeah, I like
and
that.
And he has an actual message. That's certainly something to ponder. Nice job, Logic. Good job, Logic. You're amazing. So he's playing on Friday. If you win these tickets right now, you can choose Friday. But you can choose any of the days. That's the beauty of this contest. So Bottle Rock Napa Valley is happening May 24th, 25th, and 26th. Mm. And that's Memorial Day weekend. And we have single day tickets. And you get to choose the day you want. You can look at the lineups at BottleRockNapaValley.com. But you have to tell Hooman right now which day you want. So if you win... You gotta be ready to go.
Turn up.
But you have the list there, right? So you'll tell people who the major artists are each day.
Yeah, we have a list if they need it.
Perfect. Yeah.
So call now, 800-400-3697. We're doing this all this week at, right now, 7 o'clock, 11, 2, and 4. I'll call now and get y'all hooked up. Oh. All right, Hooman, go ahead. Keep going on those phone calls.
Are we gonna roll today or what?
He clearly is.
I like it. I want to run really quickly through the Hot 100. There are some new entries. We didn't do this last week, I don't believe. We had trouble with the Billboard Hot 100 last week.
Wednesday we did, but maybe it didn't update. I'm not sure what happened last
week. Yeah, sometimes they just don't get to it. So starting here with number 100, Alec Benjamin featuring Alicia Cara, Let Me Down Slowly. That's pretty. Skipping up to number 10, it's Girls Like You, Maroon 5 and Cardi B. Girl Like You, Number 9 is Post Malone, Wow. Happier is number 8. That's Marshmallow and Bastille. We just played that song, didn't we? I want you to be happier. Number 7 is Panic at the Disco, High Hope. Ariana Grande has number 6 with Thank You Next. Oh, mm-hmm. I was just reading a story that she is not going to be any part of the Grammys because she wanted to do Seven Rings,
mm-hmm.
which is on the charts. Coming up, and they were like, "No."
What did they want?
They had pretty specific things they wanted her to do, and she goes, "Well, I'll just do a medley, and it'll be in there." They're like, "No," and she's like, "Well,
the producers of the show,
yes, the producers of the Grammys."
That's
I know,
too bad.
Right? Yeah. So well, I guess she's not going to be
there
at
fair,
all.
That's fair, though, right? Yeah. I mean, she's got her choice; they've got theirs,
right?
Yeah, we'll just not.
Right.
Travis Scott, Sicko Mode is number 5. Oh, man, this is so good.
Yeah, it's because it's Drake.
Yeah. Awesome. Middle child, J. Cole. Fourth place. This is up from 26th position last week, so this is with a bullet. At number three is Sunflower from Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, Post Malone and Sway Lee. Number two is Halsey, Without Me. I love this song. And number one is Seven Rings. That's Ariana Grande. They don't want her to do her number one song at the Grammys. And
weird.
So she's just not going to be there.
It's their loss.
Agreed. We talked about this briefly yesterday. Liam Neeson made some just sort of jaw-dropping comments like, why would you tell that story, sir? As he's out there promoting a sort of a revenge movie that he's got out. Cold Pursuit is the name of it. And Hooman is reviewing it
Hooman,
tomorrow.
Hooman, Marcus, I don't know if Bryn is.
Bryn, did you go see that?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Are you reviewing a movie tomorrow?
I did not watch that movie yesterday with Hooman.
So just Marcus and
So Liam Neeson went on Good Morning America yesterday and was interviewed by Robin Roberts. And he said he's not a racist. He said he just had a, quote, primal urge to lash out after his friend was raped by a black man. And if the assailant was white, he would have wanted to lash out against a white guy. That's what he said. He said he asked the victim other questions about the attacker, not just the race, which, by the way, he phrased just so horrible. What color was he? Yuck.
It's his story, though.
It is his story. It is.
He told it.
Yep. He said, I was trying to show honor and stand up for my dear friend in this terrible medieval fashion. I'm a fairly intelligent guy, and that's why it struck me when I came down to Earth after having these horrible feelings. She said, well, how'd you get over it? He said, I did seek help. I went to see a priest. I had two very good friends I talked to, and believe it or not, power walking. 2 hours a day to get rid of this.
Oh.
Well, goodness, he walked away from it. On a related note, the movie Cold Pursuit will have its New York City premiere later this week, but the decision has been made to cancel the red carpet. So that movie's opening Friday, though, right?
It is, yeah. I'm going to mention it. It's not the best movie.
You love Liam Neeson, too.
I do love Liam.
I'm surprised to hear you love it.
Yeah, we're going
to
talk about that in another film.
But I love you.
Do Release the Kraken. Woman. Do Release the Kraken.
Release the Kraken.
All right, Jill. All right, so the other film we're going to do is Arctic. So, two movies.
Right. Tyra Banks.
Mm-hmm. What about her?
What's she been doing?
Well, for the last 10 years, she's been planning a theme park.
What?
10 years.
That's what she says. Look, I'm just telling you what she said.
Okay. She's going to take Disneyland on?
She is opening America's next top modeling theme park. It's called Model Land. It's about to open, they're saying late 2019. So here's what she's saying. It's a multi-level theme park in Santa Monica at a mall. It's 21,000 square feet of, I don't know what. Carousels where you ride on a supermodel? I don't know. It's a permanent attraction. It's going to, let's see, it's opening in late 2019. It's been in the works for a decade, and she's calling it her crowning achievement. She said, I created the TV show America's Next Top Model to expand the definition of beauty based on my own pain of being told no, that I couldn't do something because I'm curvy or I'm black. My empathy for women in general increased through the experience of having the show America's Next Top Model.
Mm-hmm.
And now, with Model Land, one word, two L's in the middle, Model Land, because I guess you'd call it Mode Land if it didn't have the, I guess. I'm taking it 10 steps forward, giving people the opportunity to engage with the elusive world by opening it up to everyone. She says, all people who enter Model Land will become the dream version of themselves. Model Land is going to be a place where the modeling world meets fantasy, meets entertainment, meets technology, meets retail, meets dining, meets your fiercest best self you could ever imagine. So she's not really saying what it is. So I was looking
at
this.
It's a mall, that actually kind of makes sense if it's got, you know, designer stores and all that kind of stuff.
She said you'll choose from entertainment options like high-end dining, retail, and an elevated social media component that will celebrate all kinds of beauty. This is also inspired by a book she wrote. She wrote an adult fantasy novel called Model Land about 10 years ago. It boasted characters with names like Tookie de la Creme, who attended the Model Land boarding school. So she's got this Model Land concept. It'll be a multi-level It'll be multi-level ticketed, as in, you know, you can get an e-ticket. For the old people who remember how Disneyland used to work.
Right.
But anybody can go there and shop. I guess you don't have to. I don't think you need a ticket to get in and shop. Not just Model Land merchandise, but other brands as well.
Coke. They got Coke.
As in cocaine, because that's what models do. If they do, you know, we'll have to head down there.
And, but okay.
Yeah, me too.
Men, women, families, all generations can come and enter this model world for a day, have a fun shopping experience and an eventful meal. This will be the first of many. She says she hopes to expand this as a, you know, sort of franchise it out. This is not a
pop-up.
Pump
the brakes, Tyra.
Yeah, just let's get this first one up and rolling. This is not a pop-up. Because she was asked if it was, I guess there was a place, they called it like one of those, people are setting up things and experiences that are Instagrammable. Because everyone is looking for the, you know, the likes. Like the Color Museum. Hooman was saying that's like the one of the most Instagram spots now.
It's neat. It looks cool.
Yeah, because it's beautiful. It's set up for that and it's lit just right.
Don't I look great here against this turquoise background?
Oh, it just brings out my eyes. I guess there was... Oh,
I love that song.
All of the likes.
BeautyCon Pop was something that happened a while ago, and they were calling that, like, that was really just places where you could be Instagramming. And she says, no, this is not a pop-up. It's a permanent attraction anchoring a mall. All right. I'm inspired by Disneyland. So maybe it'll be rides and stuff. I like rides. Anyway, that's...
You need a lot more property.
What Tyra Banks is doing.
You know, she's great. I love her, so I hope... She's real good at branding stuff.
Yeah, so. I she's been
smart
very
girl.
Successful, yeah, so there's good chance it's going to go.
It's got a net worth of $90
million. Oh, on something.
That's
right.
Pretty good. I'm sure she's not putting a ton of her money to it. I mean, look,
hopefully
this
not.
Is her idea, and I'm sure she got investors.
Right.
I'll let you buy into my idea, Model Land. Make this work for you. Billy Eichner.
Who?
Billy Eichner. He has a show called...
Billy
does he still
Ruins
have it?
Everything?
Billy on the Street?
Something like
Billy?
That. Yeah. It's still... plays, yeah.
Is that
I don't
an
know
HBO
this
thing?
Guy.
You would
not.
Know him. He's been lately, in the last couple of years, he's been in the news a few times. He's a fabulous gay dude, and he's but he's pretty quick, and he's like a big like pop culture guy. And I guess he's ready to do some acting. He is making a gay romantic comedy at a major studio, and Judd Apatow is going to produce it, and it's going to be directed by Nicholas Stoller, who did Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Mm. Oh, that was funny.
That was funny. That's a great movie. He is so excited. He's just tweeting up a storm, and the internet's loving it. He says, excited, terrified, completely in shock, and proud as hell to announce this movie. We're making a big new romantic comedy for Universal. Ah! He wrote all that out. The Oz in all caps, of course. So it's a big deal. That they're a major production house.
That guy also directed Nicholas. He also directed Get Him to the Greek.
Oh, I love. So he's so done. Funny. What's the guy's name? Russell Brand.
Yeah.
Those are both Russell Brand movies.
Yeah.
I love that guy. I mean, Russell Brand. I don't really know the director.
Did you see Neighbors with
Zac Efron?
Yeah.
Oh, and Seth Rogen.
Yeah, he did.
That was cute too. That was actually very funny.
Well, hopefully this will work. I guess it looks like Billy Eichner is starring in it. I'm not sure if he just wrote it
See
or what.
See that cartoon Storks?
No.
Oh, he did.
Oh, I liked Storks a lot.
It's that guy. That
Storks
guy.
Was great.
Yeah, he did Storks. Too.
Clever?
I don't know if it's clever, but it was good. It was not Pixar great, but it was still fantastic.
He tweeted, I hate when people say my heart is full, but my heart is effing full. Don't worry, it won't last. Anyway, so there's a...
Good for him.
Yeah,
I hope
great.
It goes well.
I hope so, too. Be nice.
Because there's a lot of hopes hanging on one project that can go away quickly.
Right.
That's sad. Yeah,
it is.
On that end.
Well, that's the movie business in general. Just when you think something's happening, it's totally not happening.
Right.
A lot of people are saying that Billy was in a couple seasons of American Horror Story.
Was he? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
They say he's also, I guess he's going to be in that Lion King. I'm sure that's voice work. Aren't they doing a live action Lion King and some movie called Noelle?
Yeah, I saw that. Uh-huh.
So anyway, that's the 7 o'clock trash. Vincent, what is coming up in the news?
Oh, man. I have a guy who died because of his vape pen.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh.
Weed is good for your reproductive system.
Is that true?
That's true. Harvard says so. Oh. And more after.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Be caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. We'll throw you a pair of tickets to see Michael Fronte and Spearhead this Friday, February 8th, at the Fillmore in San Francisco. You want them? We got them. Caller number 9, 800-400-3697. You're going to see Michael Fronte.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the San Francisco Gift Center and Jewelry Mart. This Valentine's Day, don't buy jewelry at the mall. The only thing sadder than jewelry from the mall is a grown man lying lonely on the floor after a coffee enema.
Hmm. That is sad.
That's not sad.
Visit the San Francisco Gift Center and Jewelry Mart at sfgcjm.com. That's sfgcjm.com. sfgcjm.com.
That is, I love them.
Yep.
I don't love it when it's about me, but I do. I think that they are so funny.
They're hilarious. Great. Those girls. Yeah.
That's when you're holding the coffee in, right?
Mm.
He's talking to the listener.
That's right.
He's after he's administered
the coffee, and then he lays on the bathroom
for half an hour, right? Mm. He has to lay there, hold your water,
right?
Hold
it.
Sounds so painful.
Doesn't sound fun. But and then he likes it.
There's a. Okay. Well, if he's not here, there's no point in asking questions, right?
Oh, man.
It's too bad.
He's on the phone with listeners.
Hey, Tahoe roadways are just starting to reopen right now. Oh. We got a ton of snow, but if you're heading up, because we do have a few sort of sunny days here, you're heading up. You can still expect there to be trouble.
Right.
So,
and check. The snow, I mean, listen, even if you're going up to ski this weekend, it sounds like we're getting another big storm.
Yeah, coming in Friday.
Yeah. Make sure you have chains.
This story is titled, Great News for Stoner Bros.
Oh.
Harvard University researchers have uncovered evidence that marijuana, far from hurting male fertilities, as previous research has suggested, is actually associated with a higher sperm count.
Really?
And I'd heard that, too, that it hurts your sperm count.
Yeah, absolutely, I've heard that.
So that's good news. Smoke up.
If you want kids.
Well,
yeah. Stoners are like, oh, I don't have time for kids, man. I'm busy on the couch.
Right.
I'm like with this pizza from yesterday and this show on Netflix. So, no. But if actually, someone who is looking to increase their fertility...
can get all high, and then also that's
sure.
Two, what do they say? Two birds,
one's down. No, it's
all
what do they want you to say? The PETA people want you to say.
I can't remember that whole
two
list.
Two birds with one scone.
Oh, feed two birds with one
feed
scone
two
instead of killing two
all
birds.
All right,
with
that's
one
it.
Scone. There you go. Nice.
Feed a dead horse. Feed a something.
Fed horse.
Feed a fed horse.
That one's super dumb.
They're all dumb.
We're gonna keep the bad terms.
Relationships, they're the best.
Oh, my God, I love them. I do.
Do you have any memory of when you and John got together? But see, you'd known each other, so I guess that doesn't count. But when did you take your first trip? Fairly quickly?
We went to...
Oh, you remember.
Jackson, New Hampshire. I believe that's the name of it. For his 24th birthday, right after we got together. Because we started actually dating, like, secretly, because it was a secret, in August.
Because he had a girlfriend?
August. No, because we were in a band together, and we didn't want the rest of the band to know. Evil Rick and Good Rick were not pleased when we finally told them. So,
oh, you told them. They didn't know.
It broke up the band about 3 or 4 months later.
It did?
It did. They were just, it got, things got ugly. But then in the end, it was the thing that has kept us all friends all these
Why
years.
Why did it break you guys up, though?
They weren't, would... they just weren't down.
They're like,
no, it's like you guys against us. I don't know. It was just, there was bitterness. They just all wanted to
they
be
wanted
married
to
me. That's what it was.
For sure.
So they didn't want anyone to have me. Mm-hmm. I was amazing back then. So,
You still are.
Okay.
Thank you. I do remember it, the first trip. We went up and...
So it was to New Hampshire.
It was.
And fairly early on then.
Yes, about a month and a half in, because he was a September kid, and we had just started dating in August.
The question is, how soon into a new relationship are you ready to put it to the ultimate stress test of traveling? And according to this story, 10 months is how long you should wait, because you really are asking to break up.
You know, you were asking to break up when you took Dusty up to Tahoe, and that worked out fine. I actually think it's a good thing to... I don't want to be 10 months invested in a relationship and then go on a road trip and find out you suck at traveling. I want to do it fairly early.
Yeah, but it could break you up.
Oh, well, you were going to break up at some point
anyway.
Wasn't meant to be.
Researchers say that when a that's when a vacation will help you figure out the next step for your relationship at 10 months. Mm. The trip goes well, you're compatible. If it goes poorly, that might be a sign that it's time to end things.
Right.
So much happens on trips, too. Whether it's lost luggage.
You face some adversity.
Stuff gets stolen.
You're lost.
Whatever. Right.
Somebody's long-term driving style.
Somebody gets arrested.
Where you want
to... That happen to you?
Why would you get arrested?
I don't know.
Did that happen to you?
No.
Yeah, why is that going to happen on my trip? What the hell are we up to?
When did you get arrested?
Is this a trip where we smuggle drugs across the border?
No, it wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
Who was it? Was it your boyfriend?
The guys that we were with.
Got arrested.
Mm-hmm.
What'd they do?
Oh.
Where's this at?
Mexico.
Oh, of course.
Oh. In Mexico.
Yeah.
What'd they do?
God, I've been
didn't do anything.
Well, are you sure about that?
You don't have to do anything to get arrested in Mexico.
Yeah,
you just have to have good sneakers and a watch.
Well, usually it's just you give up some stuff.
I feel like it was a shakedown.
Right. Well, like you said, you ran that stop sign. I'm so sorry, sir, but there was no stop sign.
There's no stop sign there.
Oh, really? What, are you going to get in a fight with me now? I like your watch.
Right. That's the way that goes. I have a friend, though. I got in trouble in one of the bars one time there because I'd gotten in, I scrapped with some dude of all the things drunkenly.
You dummy.
I know. And they were taking me to jail. They weren't hitting me up for money. They had me under some stairway, and thank God she spoke fluent Spanish, and she saved me.
This girl you were
with. This girl, Emily, saved me, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She got me out of it.
Wow.
I don't even know what she said.
They're going to beat you up under a stairwell?
That was bad news.
They're like, you want to fight? I'll show you a fight.
Yeah, it was bad news. And Emily got me out of there.
Thank you, Emily.
Thanks, Emily.
Well, I don't know what would happen.
We'd still be in jail.
Maybe.
We'd never have met.
Anyway, 10 months is what they say. Wait 10 months before you go on a vacation with someone you're dating.
Who's they saying this? I say go earlier.
Travel Weekly says it.
Yeah, what do they know? They're just a travel magazine.
5 most common things that go wrong on first vacations are getting overwhelmed by the stress of traveling, disagreeing on what to do, fighting because the trip problems like delayed flights, not budgeting well, running out of things to talk about.
Oh, you are together.
Man, we hit on that Tahoe trip. We had driven up there. I forget what weekend that was, but it was some station event, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because
we all went up there. Yeah,
was it a golfing event?
It was a summer thing, so I feel like it was a golfing thing.
And
maybe.
Then we were promoting whatever place we were staying.
Yeah.
Oh, that's when we gambled together with her, and she was hitting
that
dude.
It was
that poor guy.
That was so fun.
Beat him up.
Yeah, you did.
I even walked
anyway.
Away from
you
her.
Were saying you ran out of stuff to talk about.
Oh no! What I was saying is we hit the traffic home. Was that like end of vacation traffic home? It took us 8 hours.
Mm.
Like that could doom a relationship for sure.
Yeah.
Stuck in a car for 8 hours?
What's good about Dusty though is that, or Christina, I guess we call her now, She's one of those people who's just sort of naturally quiet, and I would think that if that was what you wanted and you didn't want to talk the whole time, that that would actually be relaxing.
She's an easy hang.
Yeah.
For sure. So when people were trapped inside last week due to the polar vortex, what did they do?
They made babies.
Well, they looked at porn.
Oh.
That's for sure.
Oh, those numbers are up?
The porn watching numbers are through the roof.
Here I am alone in a
room
with
my computer. Pornhub just released some stats from last week, and pretty much every Midwest state that was dealing with the polar vortex had a major increase in porn watching.
That's funny.
Up 22% in Minnesota. 12% in Wisconsin, 9% in Illinois. Nebraska, North Dakota, and Ohio up 6%. So there you go.
Speaking of, awesome. I'm into hardcore porn.
Yeah.
Where's that clip? There's a meme going around. So if you missed the Super Bowl halftime show, maybe you don't know that Adam Levine graced us all with his nakedness or half nakedness. He had California tattooed across his belly. So there's a meme going around where people from all these different states are putting them like.
Oh yeah, we did. Hooman and I saw. A funny
yeah, Illinois. The, I think
yeah,
we saw the Illinois.
And that's why I thought of it because you showed me the Illinois one, and it is. It's just this like big fat beer drinking Super Bowl fan who has you know he's and it's him right next to Adam with Illinois across his belly.
With
funny.
His beer in his hand.
Yeah.
I would think the Maroon 5 boys are staying off the internet for a while because they're getting savage.
They are. In fact, there was a story this morning about how Bahati Prinsloo and
his wife.
Yeah, and Adam's wife and their two kids. It's like he's taking refuge with them and, you know, staying off the internet exactly as you said.
Well, you'd need to. Because everywhere you look, it's about how bad and soulless.
And boring.
And boring.
And
that
low
halftime
energy.
Show was.
Terrible. That was the worst one in history.
Oh, that bad, huh?
I think so. It's like, ugh.
Boring.
It was. The guy just didn't seem happy to be there. At least seemed happy. You
Maybe
know, Katy Perry had the.
I think he was stuck. I think they regretted saying yes as soon as they couldn't get anyone to perform with him. Mm.
Yeah.
It was a nice, you know, little nap time from the boring game.
There's a 64-year-old guy named Robert Hakins in Stuart, Florida. And last month he was in a hot tub with his 38-year-old wife, Kristen. And 38.
Great. He scored.
Yeah, he did.
They're in the hot tub. Sounds like a great night.
Their 50-year-old friend named Ted was also there.
Oh, wow. In the hot tub with them.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. People soup.
Well, around 11 p.m., Robert went inside to go to sleep. Robert, of course, is 64. So,
oh, it's 9 o'clock. I better hit the hay.
He left Kristen and the 50-year-old friend Ted alone in the hot tub.
Yeah, I wonder what happened.
And eventually, they started doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Robert eventually looked out of the window and saw what was happening. Screamed he was going to, quote, bleep and kill you guys. Then he ran out with his gun and fired two shots.
Uh-oh.
He says, I didn't fire the shots at them. It was in a different direction.
It's like turning a hose on dogs. It was the only way to get them to stop.
But he was still arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and battery.
Well, yeah. Oh, my God. But what do you do if you look out the window and there's your friend and your wife doing it? I mean, that's what you have to do. You got to get your gun. Everybody knows that.
Or you just get in your car and drive away and never go back, right? I mean, there's no, like, well, all right, you're right, I went to bed too early. I mean, what?
I brought that on myself.
I asked for it.
I set that up. I should have made the guy leave before I went to bed.
Leaving you in a hot tub with my young friend of 50 years old.
Well, comparatively. She's like, oh my God, I love younger men. Oh, fun. That's just good times in Florida.
So sad.
Well, he took himself out of the picture for a little while, so that's good news, right? I'm sure he got arrested, and now she's can bone the 50-year-old all she wants.
So she's moving on to the 50-year-old.
I don't know what she's doing, but she shouldn't have boned him if she wasn't ready to move on. Got to think these things through. Are you willing to give up
what
you got?
Well, my guess is... I'm not a hot tubber. I'm not into it.
I don't
like it. I'm not someone who, you know, it's come up. Oh, we should get No.
It's a lot of maintenance with those. You use it a lot at first, and then it sits taking up real estate.
But that whole, I think that whole lifestyle involves drinks, too. So I don't doubt there were some drinks.
Sure. Some bad decisions that were made.
Right.
Plus, was it you who reported the story about, like, people are getting MRSA from hot tubs all the time?
Mm.
You know?
I don't know.
Get these, like, skin-eating...
Oh, jeez.
Staph infections.
Gross.
Yeah.
No, thanks.
And that seems like something I don't want.
From the stories I hear, teenagers sleep forever.
Mm-hmm.
Forever and ever.
You, honestly, you're like, oh, my God, they might be dead in there.
And yet, according to this story... only 5% of teens are getting enough sleep or exercise.
No. Well, the exercise ones.
That I get, too.
Yeah, the exercise one is for sure true. They're probably talking about during the school week. Because, you know, once you screw up your schedule on the weekend, then you're really screwed.
They're not getting enough sleep, not exercising enough, and spending way too much time in front of a screen.
Mm.
And it's going to have negative consequences on their health.
Including
increased risk of depression and poor school performance and obesity. So parents got to help your kid pull off these screens, and parents got to help your kid make sure he or she gets enough sleep.
Yeah, well, good luck with that.
And enough exercise.
Kids are, you know, how teenagers are. They're super into whatever the parents are telling them.
I didn't sleep like that as a teen.
I did. Oh, my God. My mom would come wake me up at 3 p.m. I'd get up. I'd eat dinner. Get ready and go out. Do it all over again.
Nice, Sarah.
Is that right?
It was awesome. I had a few good, really good years there.
Huh.
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
You like surfing anyway, so of course you got up early.
Yeah, I got up early, and even if I was trying to sleep till, like, I don't know, 7, one of my friends would come over, and they just, back in the day, you know, you didn't have to lock your door like a freak.
Mm-hmm. So
my
just
friends
walk
would
in?
Just walk in, walk into my room.
Sit down on your bed.
Yeah, what's up? You ready to go? I'm like, okay. I think
smells
I'm
like
asleep.
Farts in here.
That, is that what your room smells like, farts?
No, not my room, but man, kids' rooms smell terrible. You know, it's so funny, too, because, like, I'll go in there every couple days. I go in, and I'll grab his laundry basket or whatever. Yeah, right.
Uh-huh.
He's the only one who lives with us now. And the
I sure miss that, Riley.
I miss him, too. He's great. And he keeps his room clean and leaves the door open sometimes so it airs out.
Oh.
Because it's been cold. The kid can't put his window, you know, can't have his window open. And I go in there, and I'm telling you, there were 30 glasses. I'm like, oh, there's all the glasses that we use in the house. Just like on every surface, just half-filled glasses of water. And
hey, so is Berkeley, is he raging now? Is he, like, partying?
You know, Vin,
and
he
dating
might be, but he's hiding it well.
He's
and,
not telling you anything about it.
I don't know.
It.
Yeah,
nothing.
You know what he tells me? He says, I got a 4.2 at Berkeley, bitches.
Damn.
Kid's killing it at school.
4.2?
Yeah, he's
Isn't
killing
it. 4?
Yeah, unless you can do better, which he is. He's killing it. I know.
Are you rewarding him?
Am I rewarding him? Yeah, I'm continuing to pay for his schooling.
Exactly.
That's his reward.
Well, and you're not, so you say you're staying out of his business. Whatever
I am.
He's
well,
doing,
look, he's
it's working.
Almost 20 years old. Like he's not the one I'm worried about. Oh, boy.
Is that right?
Yeah, well, I mean, I suppose I'm worried about both of them. But
please, 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 says 408, wish my daughter Nicole happy birthday in the 8 o'clock hour. We're close enough, right?
Sure.
She is one of your biggest fans. We seem to reference you guys all the time. Love from Mom.
Nicole, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Nicole.
I hope you hear this.
Rip it up out there today.
Woo!
Oh, I wanted to do this one. It was about Tahoe Blue Vodka. Did you see that one, Yuzat?
Oh, I did. The little kid.
Oh, what?
Here, let me see if I can.
With Tahoe Blue Vodka?
It's good parents.
Oh, 707 says, they're not conjoined, you dorks.
Oh, sorry.
So Yuzat,
they look like it in the picture. Really close, like all over each other.
A lot of people apparently know those twins.
Oh, well, they're from here, so
right.
It makes sense.
Right.
Hello, D&D.
Yuzette, my 7-year-old son walked into the kitchen the other morning and asked, what's Taco Blue Baca?
Oh, Taco Blue Baca.
Baca.
Taco Blue Baca.
When I realized he meant Tahoe Blue Vodka. Now, whenever we hear ads, we all say Taco Blue Baca.
Taco Blue Baca.
I'm going to have to say that now, too.
Oh, my God, that's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
707 says, I'm scrubbing my toilets now.
Oh, well. Thanks for listening to us while you do your menial chores.
Good for you. Oh, and 510, this is the last one.
Okay.
All I have to say about True Detective is they better solve this case.
Oh.
Yeah, it's you know.
Is it interesting, at least, the case?
This is the thing. I usually feel like during most shows, especially Ozark, it's about the full season should be good.
Yes.
And you shouldn't expect everything to be, like, hinged on this one last episode. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And as this True Detective's sort of meandering along, and it's good. It's just slow. There's not, there's like, at some
no
points,
action.
It's the, really. The detective and his wife fighting with each other. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, oh, you too. Hug it out.
Let's move on with the actual
case.
Come
on, yeah, let's... Well, she's slightly involved. Anyway, it's just... unfortunately, this season is going to hinge on how this thing ends, and that's a bummer. Because it shouldn't.
No, there should be something interesting in every show. The whole
thing
should be captivated. I can't wait to hear what the next chapter is in this. All right, coming up in the Celebrity Trash, if you want to have a hit song, find yourself a friend.
Sarah... and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.